Renault's launched their 2020 Formula One campaign. Australian Daniel Ricciardo starting his second year as lead driver. But David Brown asks, can Formula One be environmentally sensitive?
Formula One has set an ambitious target. They are aiming to be carbon neutral by 2030. It's not really the fact that a Formula One only gets 75 litres per 100 kilometres, or 4 miles per gallon. The issue is that the 22 races this year require large amounts of equipment, cars and people to be shipped around the world, often by aircraft. In 2019, each of the 10 teams notched up an average of 180,000 air kilometres. The plan will only target emissions generated by Formula One businesses and the individual teams who compete, and not the impact of fans who might travel great distances to see a race.
Buying a car is a big decision. For many people, the next new car they select will be part of their life for a decade, sometimes even more. So, doing your research first is essential. Check out the hundreds of car reviews available free of charge at Car Review Central before you head out car shopping. Unbiased and completely independent, Car Review Central will let you know the good bits and maybe the not-so-good bits of each new car on the Australian market. You can even easily look through other car and SUV models within the same category to see if maybe there's a better option. Just type in carreviewcentral.com.au.